You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Welcome, Gorlin Breeze.
Kia ora. It's nice to be back in here and not doing it from my kitchen bench.
Kia ora, back at you, Doug.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah.
What's in store today for Cocktail Corner?
Well, we haven't made anything pink in quite a while, eh? Mm-hmm.
I like a pink drink.
Pink drinks. It's up there with blue drinks in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't make enough blue drinks, don't make enough pink drinks.
What's going to give this drink the pink quality?
Well, Hungary's already alluded to that. We're gonna mess around with the vodka cran.
Cranberry juice. Mm-hmm.
The vodka cran sitch. Probably like one of the most underrated.
When have we last had cranberry? I just feel like we haven't had cranberry juice up here for yonks.
It's not a conspiracy though. That's a normal thing that happens. There's heaps of juices out there.
I definitely haven't brought cranberry juice up here ever, and I've been doing this on and off since like 2017.
Is it a conspiracy though?
Text in to tell us more about your conspiracy theories around cranberry juice.
The truth is bullshit.
So, you do have a new product in here, which I haven't seen before. I thought it was a bottle of gin.
Yes, I'm very lucky to have a bottle of Scapegrace Vodka.
So then, you got a chair behind you? Are you opting to stand up?
I'm opting to stand because I'm...
No, you don't have a chair behind you, by the way. Just be careful. There's one to your left.
I've moved it to my left.
Sorry, mate. You carry on. You were talking. Whew.
Yeah, so now the Scapegrace, and they make good gin. Now they're... making even better vodka.
Can I just vouch for the fact that they do make wonderful gin?
You were giving it big ups off air. Calm that down a bit.
He got quite excited.
Sit down, John.
Very confused why the bottle was clear and
but
not
you've kept that energy
dark.
Through and you wanted to say just
one
thing.
I just wanted to say it's genuine appreciation for the vodka.
Good.
Really, though?
The gin.
Really, though?
The truth is out there.
Who knows? Maybe John's lying.
Has anyone actually watched that real hectic... ex-governor of California's TV series where he goes and explores conspiracy theories that was put out by the History Channel in about 2015.
Are you talking about Arnold?
No, not Arnie. It's the guy from before Arnie.
There was no one before Arnie, though.
The governor. But yeah, he's got this amazing thing where he goes and investigates Area 51.
Mean. Sounds great, actually.
Great late night television game.
What's in California having the best representatives representing them, man?
I'm into it. Anyway, we're gonna take it to a weird place. I feel like there's not enough sort of. We've been a bit highbrow lately.
Well, everyone's out in public now, so let's just.
We're gonna lower the tone.
Who loves vodka and cranberry?
I love vodka cranberry, or vodka soda with a splash of cran and a squeeze of lime. Wowee, it's a hell of a drink.
Profess your love to 5395.
Okay.
Yeah. So
walk us through it.
That Nico Case song was called Bad Luck. It's from the record where she's got heaps of durries in her hair.
Nice.
We actually talked to her about that, didn't we, John?
Yes.
So we've also got this other fantastic new product called Peach Tree. So this is like a delicious peachy booze.
This is where you're kind of losing me a little bit.
Let's just dive on in. Let's have a whiff of this vodka. Hang on, I'm just going to...
Is this going to be too playful, this drink?
I think it might be a little bit sort of squash rather than tennis.
It's a real boat cruise kind of drink from the outset. Ooh,
all right, get a little sniffy on that.
That popped. It's youthful. Youthful pop.
If I could play
smelling
tennis
vodka
or squash, I would choose squash.
I feel like squash you can get away with a bit more aggression. There's a bit more barging.
Smelling vodka isn't that rewarding. Hey.
But it's not that not rewarding.
Yeah.
It smells very minimal and clean.
Good. That's what they're going for. All right. Now, well, I'm gonna pour 40 mils of that per drink into this bad boy. And I'll just pass them some peachy
here
situation.
We go. Here's the flavor. The peach schnapps. Wow. Check that out.
Oh, it actually smells pretty cool.
Yeah, the sneaky peach schnapps.
I do like the little vine situation they've got going on the stalk, and it is a rad bottle to hold.
It feels good. If I
needed to rap or something, I'd probably use this bottle.
If you're a genie in a bottle, that would be your bottle.
One hand
well.
The microphone, one hand the...
Anyway, we're going to chuck 15 mils of that bad boy in there. So we've already got 40 mils of vodka in the shaker per drink. So then,
did you hear how much John spilt that first time he made a cocktail when you weren't here that time?
You mean the egg situation that I can still see all over the BFM?
No, that was someone else. That was a different time, I think.
So we're going to up the peach now. We're going to put in roughly, that's going to even have a dash of top on it. This is a trick for young players. This is like
you're about to pour a lot of bitters.
Get a lot of bitters in there. So normally it's dashes, but in the case of this bitters bottle where the cap's been taken off, it's 5 mils for 4 beverages.
Splosh.
A little splosh-a-rooney. So then we're going to get the secret ingredient in here. A bit of cran.
Fuck, I love cranberry juice.
So this is all going into a shaker.
Just the right amount of face inversion when you drink it. Shaker. Nothing.
It's nice and tart.
Have you ever seen how they actually harvest cranberries?
No.
So they like so cranberry
don't
bushes.
Don't you love they? It's the best.
Cranberry bushes are like incredibly low little bushes, and they flood this field like with water, and then they like go through and thresh them, and the berries come off. And then they pump all the water back through a machine, which then separates the cranberries out of the water.
And then how do they make one less sugar than the other?
They just don't add as much sugar to it.
That's one bit of the process.
So I'm being naughty and I'm shaking 3-in-1 shaker, but I wouldn't recommend not going above 2.
Do they
what?
Exactly.
What do they recommend this time?
Don't know. Is it John? Probably.
Oh, so this is getting a wet shake?
Definitely not going to look into it.
Getting a wet shake. Getting
so
a wet shake.
So the shaker is chocker.
This is a thick boy.
All right. If this isn't a conspiracy, he's actually shaking the shaker.
That's actually a Foley track with the pet earlier.
Was it though?
You tell me. All right. So
I'm
once,
excited.
Once you've got that pink juice shaken up, we're gonna just give it a little pour.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's a good color.
Who brought that particular wine glass on the end? Is that yours, Squillum?
That's mine. That's mine to keep the good folks who provide us with the liquor for this happy.
Okay.
It's got like sort of an amber tint.
It's almost like the bottle of peach tree.
Oh, there we go. Look at it. It's a great glass. I love that shape.
What about the ones that have BFM on them, John? It's like actual BFM glasses.
I'm used to seeing those every day, though.
Anyway, we're gonna hit this with a little garnish now. So we're going with a little bit of lemon zest. Normally go with lime, but I just was lazy at the supermarket and just grabbed the lemons because they were closer.
Wedge of peach.
Wedge of peach if you want to get really crazy. So, yeah, let's tuck one in, lads.
Oh, there we go.
I feel like it's gotten more red over time. I don't know, that could just be me.
Still a vibe.
On the nose, it's super citrusy, but I guess that's just that lemon zest.
Oh, it's delish. D-dash-lish.
Oh, yum.
That's a good time.
Yum. The peach schnapps is actually coming in way... way harder. That's not a fair sort of assessment, but it's come in a lot stronger than I thought.
As a massive cheapskate, I barely ever buy the schnapps variety of alcohols because they just don't have the punch that...
Still 20%.
Yeah, mate, what's the vodka? Next question.
40.6.
Exactly. So
double the killer.
From Silverdale, John.
You know, the peach schnapps wouldn't fly at the RSA unless you're having a bit of lemonade.
That is a smooth old vodka.
Yeah.
Is it a good cocktail though? Or isn't it?
I give this 8.2 out of 10.
That's high praise.
We haven't done out of 10s in a long time. I'm going to give it a good 8. I do really like it.
It's quite crushable. Mm. Like it's like I said, it's not tennis, it's definitely squash.
Now this is cruise ship as.
I feel like this is a real treat yourself. Like if you just want to spoil yourself a little bit, this is the drink you're after.
You know, it's everyone's bringing back the 90s. Why don't we bring back 90s juice cocktail culture? That's what I'm thinking.
If I was an extra in Speed 2, I would demand this drink.
If you weren't wearing double denim and demanding the drink, I'd be disappointed.
White sneakers? Oh, wait a minute.
I can lend him a jacket. Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Thanks, 90s cocktails.
Okay, just run us through the ingredients.
All right, you got 40 mils of your favourite vodka. My choice is Scapegrace. 20 mils peach schnapps. And then we're going to hit it with 60 mils of cran. A couple of dashes of peach bitters.
Is that actually your favourite vodka, or are you bound to contract? Because that's a strong call, and there's a lot of vodkas out there.
I sort of alternate between that and Tito's, to be completely honest.
Okay, because you just said that real quick. I was like, shit, you just... sweet.
And I've been drinking a lot of Tito's lately, so I'm kind of back on Scapegrace as being a wee treat.
Okay, didn't want to dwell, I just was wondering. That's
a couple of dashes of peach bitters if you want to up that peach factor, and you know, shake it over some ice, pour it over some ice, hit it with some sort of citrus or a slice of peach or whatever, and go to town. And if you don't want to shake it, you can stir this drink because there's enough liquid in there to stir it, and it will give you something equally delicious.
It makes for a lot of James Bond jokes as well.
Always.
Gwilym, if you were going to order a shot at a bar, what's your go-to shot?
Rum.
Shot of rum.
Shot of rum in the face.
Shot of rum.
Like Kevin Morgan.
Just in your hand, just like a bird. Just like, you don't want a glass.
Is that a thing?
It's really difficult because it just gets everywhere.
Okay. Big Hungry? Shot of choice?
Mezcal.
Mezcal?
Ooh.
So it's tequila?
Yeah.
Whoa. They're very different things.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. But let's not get down that rabbit hole.
Okay. All right. I was thinking either tequila or Jaeger.
I think Mezcal is the most fun.
Shot.
We haven't had a Jaeger cocktail in a while, have we?
No. Or have we? Thanks, Gwilym.
Cheers, guys.
Appreciate it. Or did I?
Hey, this is Sinai from Mundo, and you're listening to Thursday Drive on BFM.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.